This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. The Saxifrage School is a Pittsburgh-based nonprofit startup dedicated to reforming higher education at the grassroots level. The project takes its name from a poem by William Carlos Williams, and it's just one of many texts that inform founding director Tim Cook's thinking about the value of education.
And in the poem, he talks about saxifrage, which is a flower, as a metaphor that works to reconcile theory and practice. He has a line that says, saxifrage is my flower that breaks the rocks. Compose. No ideas but in things. Invent. So a lot of our work at the Saxifrage School Project is trying to figure out how we can both compose and invent in our study and make sure that none of our ideas are sort of off in the air, sort of ethereal, but they're always grounded in things, and vice versa, that our things are not just sort of burdensome rocks that we're carrying around, right? But we can connect them with ideas and give them purpose and meaning and beauty and understanding. So, Saxifrage.
Tell me what you've been reading lately.
Yeah. The book I'm reading right now is by Lev Grossman. It's called The Magicians. It's sort of the anti-Harry Potter in a way, right? Harry Potter, he lives in this absolutely horrifically boring life with this mundane sort of idiotic family. And then he's whisked away to this really amazing magical school where all of a sudden his life has purpose and meaning. In this book, it's the same beginning to the story. He's really bored with life. He has no purpose. He's kind of depressed, gothy teenager who reads all these like Narnia-esque books. And reading these Narnia books for so long, he starts to hope and wish that they're real. And he does like, you know, card tricks and pretends to be a magician. But then eventually he actually stumbles into this magical universe. But what winds up happening is at first he's really excited to be there, but then he just loses it, and the magical world becomes boring to him as well. And so it's this sort of commentary on the struggle to find the purposeful and the fantastic sort of wherever we are, regardless of if our world is full of magic or not.
What else? Is it mainly fiction for you?
Right now it's fiction, but only because it's normally never fiction. I think in the winter time I usually try and read fiction to fight off the social affective disorder. Although I am still finishing another nonfiction book that's called The Gift.
The Lewis Hyde The Gift?
Yeah, the Lewis Hyde book. It's been interesting. I have been doing a lot of computer programming work lately. Very, very amateur work. But in that, I've gotten to understand the sort of programming culture a lot and talking a lot about open source economies and things like that. So The Gift has been interesting to think about gift economies in that light. But also in my own life, I've been doing a lot of work the last 4 or 5 years that I think has a lot of value, for me personally at least, but it doesn't have a lot of economic value. And this book is interesting to sort of help recognize the disconnect between economic value and maybe this sort of other more nebulous gift-like value. So it's been interesting.
Well, Tim, thanks a lot for your time today.
My pleasure.
Tim Cook is founding director of the Saxifrage School. You can learn more about the project at its website, saxifrageschool.org. That's spelled S-A-X-I-F-R-A-G-E, school.org. And for more book recommendations, as well as our podcast, visit wesa.fm/speakingvolumes or follow Booksburg on Twitter. Let us know what you're reading, and we may feature your picks on a future broadcast. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.